Welcome to Maseches Demai, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 7, Mishnah 7, Part 2. The Mishnah continues. Mea tevel, mea maisa. 100 untithed tevel and 100 of maisa. That means to say they got mixed together. Tevel, untithed stuff, and 100 of maisa rishoin, which usually goes to the levi, but you hadn't yet separated trumas maisa from it. So it comes out that in this mixture right now, you have 11 of trumas maisa, 1 of the 100 of tevel, and 10 from the 100 of maisa. And you can't separate from the 11 on the rest of the taruvus, on the rest of the mixture, and give it to the kohen, because maybe it's tevel. And from the 100 of tevel, all you have is 10 that could officially be given. Therefore, what do you do in this situation? It says the Mishnah, noito mea ve'echad. You take 101 from the 200. Certainly in that, there's at least one of tevel. You make that from a smicer on the 100 of tevel, and you give the whole 101 to the levi instead of the 100 of meiser that you're chayev to give him. The levi sells it to the kohen for the value of the truma besides for the 11 of trumas meiser that are in there, because those he can't sell, because those he's chayev to give anyway. And the 99 that are left over, after you separate from them, meiser rishon and meiser sheni, then they are permitted regardless of what. If they're tevel, you separate all the meisers accordingly, according to halacha. And if they're meiser, then the 101 that you took was tevel, and the 10 that you took of the 100 are now meiser rishon, and then they'll be trumas meiser on the meiser that you have in your hand. So halachas, it's going to be mutter, it's going to be permissible, and all that is maybe left over is meiser. Meiser could be eaten by anyone. What happens, says the Mishnah, mea chulin mesukanim. Let's say you have 100 of appropriate chulin, you've already separated all the trumas and meisers, and it gets mixed up, mea meiser, with 100 of meiser rishon that you never took off trumas meiser. So it comes out you have in this mixture 10 of trumas meiser, that those you have to separate from the meiser. You can't separate it from the combined mixture that you have here, because maybe what you're separating is chulin, and you can't separate trumas meiser from chulin. So what do? Says the Mishnah, noita mea ve'eser. You take 110 from the 200. So certainly comes out you have 10 that are meiser, which you can have trumas meiser separated from it. And all the 110 you give to the kohen, he pays like what he would ordinarily pay for truma, besides for the 10 of them which are trumas meiser, because that he gets anyways. And the 90 that are left over are permissible regardless of what. If they're chulin, so then great. And if they're meiser, you already separated trumas meiser, and that situation would be acceptable. Says the Mishnah, what happens? Mea tavel tishe meiser. You have a mixture of 100 of tavel and 90 of meiser. So it comes out that you have to separate from this combination, from this mixture, 10 for trumas meiser, 1 from the 100 of tevel, and 9 from the 90 of meiser. Or tishim tevel ushmainim meiser. You have 90 of tevel, 80 of meiser, they get mixed up. It comes that you have to separate from this combined mixture 8 and 9 tenths of trumas meiser. Says the Mishnah, lohiv seklum, it's not an issue. Because if the 100 tevel and the 90 meiser get mixed up, comes out you're taking from the taruvus, from the mixture 10 for trumas meiser, you give it to the kohen, and comes out that the rest of it is permissible regardless of what. If the 10 are from meiser, so comes out 9 of the trumas meiser are meiser on the meiser, and 1 for trumas meiser is on the meiser rishon. And if the 10 were from tevel, from untithed stuff, then the meiser rishon is on the 100 of tevel. And since you have 100 of meiser, you go and you take 10, make a trumas meiser, and in that situation, it's going to be permissible. Says the Mishnah, Zeaklau, this is the rule of thumb. Kol zman she'atevel meruba. If you have more untithed than the meiser, that means that you have in the meiser rishon that's in the tevel, at least the amount of trumas meiser on the taruvas, on the combined mixture, like we saw previously in the Mishnah, in that situation, you don't lose anything because you take out from the taruvas trumas meiser, you give it to the kohen, and the rest of it will be permissible. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.